one of Jesus's really, really good friends. And I want to just take a few minutes to look at a conversation that Peter and Jesus had in the Gospel of Matthew. And it's in Matthew chapter 16, if you wanted to look at it. And it's a conversation that Jesus is having with Peter. And he's asking Peter the question, and also the other friends of Jesus, the disciples, who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? And it's one of those really important questions that Jesus had a conversation about with his friends. That question is, who do you say I am? And in that story, they came up with quite a number of answers. They thought maybe he was a prophet, which is somebody who's sent by God with a message. Some of them thought that it might be somebody who's come back from the Old Testament, like Elijah or Moses. But Jesus kept pushing them and saying, well, who do you say I am? And on this particular morning, I think it's one of those most significant questions to ask ourselves. Who do you say Jesus is? Because if we get our understanding of who Jesus is, then it begins to impact the way that we seek to live our lives. The Bible, well, not the Bible, but people who study the Bible have a really long word for this. And it's the word Christology. Christology. And what it means is what do we think about Jesus? And lots of people over lots of years have studied this and thought lots of answers to that question. Who do you think I am? Who do you say I am? But let's have a think for a moment about what did Jesus say he was? Who did Jesus say he was? And there's a couple of times that Jesus seemed to say that he was more than just a prophet and he was more than just a man, but actually he was the Son of God. And through the Son of God, we can read in John particularly that he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That if you want to know what God is like, if you want to know what the Father is like, then you come through me. And Jesus came with that purpose to introduce humanity to the Father. For you and I to know God as a Heavenly Father. But you know, this morning, of all mornings, this morning when we celebrate Easter Sunday, that event, in lots of ways, also proves who Jesus said he was. So in Romans chapter 1 and verse 4, this is what Paul writes, another friend of Jesus. He says, and Jesus was shown to be the Son of God when he was raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. He is Jesus Christ, our Lord. And I was just thinking about this morning when I got up a bit earlier, and I was just sitting quietly and just thinking about this morning, about that, just the amazing claim that we have as Christians. And perhaps many of you in this room have been a Christian for a number of years, and if you're not careful, you can get a little bit like familiar with this morning. Like, Jesus rose from the dead? Really? You know, like, some of us like, well, yeah, I've believed that. I've believed that since I was 17 years of age. That's 34 years of my life I've believed that Jesus was raised from the dead. But that is an astonishing claim, isn't it? It's an astonishing claim. And if it's not true, then actually Christianity, it stands and falls on that truth. So when you ask that question, who do you say I am? One of the things that we need to look at is what did Jesus say and what did Jesus do? And the truth that he rose from the dead, the thing that we celebrate so much this morning particularly, but every time we gather, the amazing claim. If you're a Christian this morning, don't get too familiar with that truth. If you're not a Christian, if you're not sure about who Jesus said he was, then have a look at the claim. You can read a number of books or articles that seek to explore the truth. Was it really true? You know, there is more historical evidence of the existence of Jesus Christ than there is of Julius Caesar. I don't think anybody doubts that Julius Caesar existed, the Roman emperor. But there is more historical, you know, writings and stuff you can go to that not written in the Bible, written by other people, that prove that this man, Jesus of Nazareth, lived. And not only did he live, he had this life that demonstrated and claimed these amazing truths. Like he said, if you've seen me, you've seen God. If anybody wants to know what God looks like, Jesus said, look at me. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus and how he lived and what he did and who he talked to and how he spent his time, because that shows you what God is like. So I want to encourage us all this morning. In that conversation that Jesus and Peter had, Peter responded after the conversation. He came out with this statement, didn't he? He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus says to him, well, that is right, Peter. And that truth has been revealed to you, not through just your own thinking, but by your Father, by God in heaven. The revelation of truth. And this morning, I want to encourage us all to think about truth. Because if it is true that Jesus rose from the dead, then I really do think we have to answer that question, who do you say I am? And then as people who follow that Jesus, to make that confession and to say, actually, he is Lord. And as it's been shown a couple of times on the videos, not only now is he rose from the dead, but he's ascended into heaven, and one day he will return. So let's not get too familiar with that truth. Let's not be blasé about it and just think, oh yeah, Jesus rose from the dead. But actually, Jesus rose from the dead. And that changes everything. Let's pray together just for a few moments. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we can come together this morning and celebrate. And we can you know, eat our Easter eggs, and we can enjoy time off work. We can have a bank holiday. We can spend time with family and friends. We can do all these things at this time of year because of this truth that we seek to celebrate, that Jesus Christ was risen from the dead. And today on Easter Sunday, we give you thanks, Heavenly Father, for that truth and for that question that you ask each of us this morning. Who do you say I am? Help us, Lord, to take time to ponder on that question and to find an answer that satisfies us as we seek to live the rest of our lives. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going to sing a hymn or a chorus now. I'm not quite sure which one it is. But if the team could come.
is above all things, His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand, stretched on, His love endures forever.
A declaration together. If you're from an Anglican background, you'll know that they do this, I think, on different Sundays, but particularly on this Sunday. It's Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Should we say that together?
Yeah.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. One more time. Christ has died, Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And Jude says this at the end of his letter. He says, "To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen."
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for coming this morning. Next weekend, next Sunday, is our Community Sunday, which means we're meeting in our missional communities. If you want to know about a missional community, or if you're not in one, then come and chat to me. One of them will be meeting in our building on Westminster Road, Hull Lighthouse Centre, at 10:30. That's the Create Missional Community. You're very welcome to go to that if you're not sure where to go next week. And then in 2 weeks' time, we're back at the Catholic High School and for another all-age with a dedication. And then in the evening, we have some baptisms. Okay, so that's going to be at the Lighthouse Centre on Sunday the 30th of April at 6:45, if you can join us for that. All that information's on the website, Facebook, and other social media. God bless you. Thanks so much for coming. Have a great rest of your Easter Sunday.